Good evening. This is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Jeff. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Louisville Amateur Radio Club repeater on frequency 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Louisville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net. Ultra Safari is welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times and can break in any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Louisville Amateur Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be on January 20th at 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northern Mark Community Center, 106 Schuyler Street in Louisville, New York. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you're interested in becoming a net controller, please contact the club member. We can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net by 9 p.m. and still has not done so after a couple minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You will find our net preamble on the website at www.louisvillearc.com. Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? This is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley ServiceNet. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
N2OIQ, good evening, Jeff.
5AOW, good evening, Jeff and Dan.
KC2NVU.
All right, there's three. We'll start at the top of N2OIQ. Dan, good evening. What's going on?
Hey, good evening, Jeff. And everyone else on the Not This Evening, N2OIQ here. Hey, too much going on. Just going to go watch the X-Man. X-Man's on tonight. Starts at 9 o'clock. So, but I remember the Net, too, so coming here. And anyways, we too bad of an evening. 30 degrees and had a high of today at 36 and a low of 23 this morning. So anyways, but it wasn't too bad of a day today, considering all. But I guess we get some rain coming, I guess, here in a couple of days. A lot of rain, I guess, while they're talking. So, but anyways, what happens? We'll see what happens. Anyways, so back to you, Jeff. Have a good evening. Talk to you later. And to watch.
All right, Dan. Well, all right. Sounds as though like you're having a good, nice evening there, and thanks for checking in. Sounds like fire calls coming in or something. I heard your scanner or something going off in the background there. But all right. Well, have a good one there. We'll catch up with you later, and thanks for checking in. See you, N5AOW. Bill, good evening. What's up?
Hey, good evening, Jeff. Not much on this end. Did a little soldering, a little electrical work today. Played around with a few things. I had to do a little bit of repair work and whatever, nothing serious. Pretty much took it easy all day again, watched some football, and that was it. We're sitting watching a movie tonight, so that works out pretty well for us. So that's the total of our day. I didn't check the temperature at all. I have no idea what it is. I know at one point it looked like the sun was going to come out for a while, and well, that was about a 30-second deal, and that was gone, so it's been gray all day. So back to you, Jeff, N5AOW.
All right, yeah, we had the same sunshine here, so I know how that goes. I was hoping for a little brighter day, but I guess it didn't happen. All right. Well, thanks for checking in, Bill. You have a good evening. We'll catch up with you later. KC2MBU, Ray, what's up?
Good evening, Jeff. Everybody's listening to the web. Well, Sunday we did church this morning and went to Charlie Brown's for brunch. That was a treat. Took out 28 degrees up here. I guess it's supposed to go up above freezing tomorrow. It's supposed to be above freezing all week, I guess. We'll see about that. Made a visit to the repeater site this morning after church. Turned the squelch up a little bit more because not as often, but we're still getting something that's breaking the squelch in the middle of the day over and over again. So I turned it up another notch. So be curious to hear. anybody is having a hard time getting in, because maybe the slope is too high now. Who knows?
All right. Yeah, I've heard the same issues that you were talking about, so, you know, I can understand how that why you'd want to do that. Somebody, I think it was John there, WA2U, was suggested here a couple weeks ago, because they're having problems with the with that repeater over there in Rochester. We could get a, I think he said, an outgoing PL tone, where it wouldn't require anybody to have a PL tone incoming. I think that's what he said. I don't know, something that would, so it could help filter out that that station. I don't know if that's anything we're able to do, or if we want to bring that up at the next meeting or not.
I don't think this dinosaur of a radio does PL tones. It has to be something that was added.
Okay. Well, he brought it up, and I said next time I talk with you, I'd mention it on to you. So, all right. Thanks, Ray. Thanks for checking in. We'll catch up with you later, and we'll listen on to the repeater, see if you know, see what happens. I've also hooked Echolink back up. I don't seem to be having the interference issues right now, so I got it on, and if I see the interference issues come back, we'll try to work on it again. All right. This is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for check-ins. Well, for myself, we kind of straightened up the house today. It was a day to get the garage. We got the garage all cleaned up. It had been a real mess in there. It was, I don't know. I used to have that garage set up where I knew where every little tool was and everything was in its place. And over the last couple of years, between me and the boys, we've really let it go. So he couldn't even walk through it. So I put the boys on it today, and I said, by the end of the day, I want to be able to park a car in there. So they went to town on it, and they clean it up. A lot of it is, you know, you go in there and put something away. You say, here, take this, go put it in the garage, put it away. And it just gets set in the middle of the floor. And then after a while, there's no middle of the floor left anymore. So, but we got that done. And we got the inside cleaned up here a bit, too. And some other stuff. We have a Christmas party here on Christmas Day every year. So we have to kind of get the house straightened up a little bit. And we're working on that. And watch a little football, too. Fortunately, it didn't go my way. Being a Jets fan, it rarely does. But what are you going to do? And so I'm just getting a little book work done here tonight, and I'm going to head off to bed here soon. So that's all I have to report. All right, this is KD2AIT, looking for check-ins. Are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time? All right, hearing none, I'll now close the Black River Valley Service Net, return the frequency of regular MCU. So I'd like to thank Dan, Bill, and Ray for checking in tonight. Say 73 is anyone listening in. This is KD2AIT, clear.
Stations that would like to check in tonight with or without traffic call. Stations are welcome. Stations come now, please. This is Octane looking for stations with or without traffic. Well, I guess everybody turned their radios off here the last couple of nights. But that's the way it goes. Make one more try here, though, anyway. Are there any stations that would like to check into Arkton tonight?
Good evening, N5AOW, no traffic.
N5AOW, hi, Bob. Thank you for checking in, appreciate it. I wondered where everybody disappeared to. I was wondering if the repeater was working for me here. But sounds good down here. Any other stations before I move along? Bob, thanks for the check-in. Much appreciated. 7-3s, have a good evening, good day tomorrow. KA2000.
Roger, you too. Take care, Jack. N5 ALW, clear.